Our parliament has approved 11 million Ghana cedis for the Ministry of Food and Agriculture to control, eradicate and prevent the avian influenza outbreak in the country. The Committee on Food, Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs, after assessing the comprehensive nationwide emergency plan by the ministry to deal with the outbreak, decided on the amount. The ministry is also to receive 3.8 million Ghana cedis from the Ministry of Finance for the same course as directed by the Chief of Staff, Julius Debra. These came out when the committee presented its report on the outbreak of avian influenza in the country, a report by Augustus Akwe.
On the 2nd of this month, the chairman of the Food, Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs Committee, Gabriel Esefu, presented a statement in Parliament drawing the House's attention to the outbreak of the avian influenza, also known as bird flu, in the country, and the challenges confronting the Minister of Food and Agriculture in dealing with the outbreak. The Speaker, Edward Do Ajaho, therefore directed the committee to conduct an inquiry into the outbreak and make recommendations to the House for funding an emergency response to combat the outbreak. Mr. Esefu said the committee recommends that, due to the urgency and seriousness of the outbreak, the Committee on Finance must authorize the advance of 11 million Ghana cedis from the contingency fund to tackle the disease. The Deputy Minister of Agriculture in charge of livestock, Dr. Louisa Bisiu, said the outbreak is a national issue and so all should be on the lookout for signs of the disease on fowls, as humans are equally at risk.
We have an emergency at hand, probably because it's the birds that are dying today and not the human. Maybe because we've not reported the human case yet, but when you read the records, human cases, we have fatality about 59% worldwide of the cases that we affected, so the mortality is high. Okay. Maybe because of the way we report cases, we might have a human case in Ghana and it might not have been reported. We don't want to get a massive infection where things have been done wrongly, and then human beings are dying, property farms have been wiped out, farmers have been denied of their credit worth. Mr. Speaker, we also want to say that a lot of consultation has been done, but there are certain things that are very technical. The media will have an outbreak. You move in, you do it before you even talk. You first have to give your stance of command for nothing to move, and that is what you are doing.
The MP for Sekendi, Papa Osuankuma, requested that the House be furnished with timelines for combating the outbreak.
What I don't really see in this report, Speaker, is an indication of the timetable for the combating of the avian flu. I see that the committee stated that in 2007 there was an outbreak and it was combated in 2008. Does it mean that it is going to take us a year? It is not in the report. That is my problem. The report should be further. And let us know that there is a timetable given us by the X which we have considered and consider and recognize that it is enough. It could be that a year is too long. It could be that 6 months may be better. But this report does not give that indication. And Mr. Speaker, when we talk about procurement of fish in the ordinary acceptation of that word, it means urgent. But the fact is that if we have an emergency, we have enough time to purchase fish, knowing that in this country, you don't have vehicles parked in the dealer shop for purchase, particularly a new vehicle.
The Ministry of Food and Agriculture's emergency plan include enhancing rapid outbreak detection and implementation of containment measures, compensation for farmers, and logistical requirements.
A report by Augustus Akwe.
Meanwhile, a Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture in charge of livestock, Dr. Hannah Bisiu, has hinted of government's decision to compensate farmers whose live birds have been destroyed as a result of the bird flu. She, however, said a final decision is yet to be taken on the package. She said government is contemplating a compensation package of 2 million Ghana cedis for the farmers whose birds had been destroyed. More than 3,000 live birds have so far been destroyed since the outbreak of the virus.